The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
In our modern society, we can shade the truth, cheat, and lie, and still be accepted by many of our friends and colleagues. Will a society of liars last very long? Can we get away with fraud and deceit and still prevail as viable, freedom-loving Western nations? Can we continually transgress the Ninth Commandment and survive? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames discusses the Ninth Commandment. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. In today's world, many think it's okay to cheat on income taxes, to cheat on academic tests, and to cheat on their mates. Many think that shading the truth and telling little lies, or even big lies, is acceptable. After all, the value systems of our society promote deception and cover-up. But did you know that the very foundation of your character and identity depends on your ability to be honest? Can you be honest with others? Can you even be honest with yourself? There's an unseen law, like the law of inertia or gravity, that operates spiritually with our very heart, soul, and mind. That law is the Ninth Commandment given by God Almighty and recorded in your Bible. The Ninth Commandment is simply stated in Exodus 20 and verse 16. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Deuteronomy 5 verse 20 also states it the same way. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Now, there are many applications of this commandment, as we'll see later. Some may say, but that's Old Testament law. New Testament Christians don't need to keep it. The fact is, Jesus of Nazareth confirmed that commandment. Remember the young rich man who asked Jesus what he needed to do to gain eternal life? Did Jesus say, you don't need to do anything, just give your heart to me? No, he did not. Read Matthew, the 19th chapter, and verse 17. Jesus said, if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. What commandments did Jesus say he should keep? Verse 18, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You can also read the parallel accounts in Mark 10, verse 19, and Luke 18, verse 20. Notice what Jesus said in Mark 10 and verse 19. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Have you been lied to or defrauded? How did you feel about it? Have you yourself lied to someone else? On today's program, we'll see just how serious a problem lying actually is and how destructive it can be. Have you noticed just how much our world encourages lying, fraud, and deceit? Deception is rampant and rife in our society, in government, and even in religion. One of the most amazing realities that describes our world is stated in Revelation 12 and verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Perhaps you've observed that our whole global society has been deceived through the media, false religion, false education, entertainment, politics, and advertising. Author H.G. Wells, who lived from 1885 to 1946, said, quote, advertising is legalized lying, end of quote. Historian I.F. Stone, who lived from 1907 to 1989, stated, quote, every government is run by liars. Nothing they say should be believed, end of quote. Adolf Hitler in Mein Kampf, Volume 1, Chapter 10, wrote this, quote, the vast masses of the nation are a more easy prey to a big lie than a small one, for they themselves often tell little lies, but would be ashamed to tell a big one, end of quote. The world has agonized and suffered terribly because of lies and deception. And it will suffer more in the future because of deceptions. The world has been captive by the arch-deceiver. The Apostle Paul wrote about those who are held in the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will. That's in 2 Timothy 2, verse 26 in the NRSV. Are you in that condition? There is a way to true freedom. That way is emphasized by Jesus in John 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. How can one know the truth? Look at the previous verse, verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." Yes, if we abide in his word, that is, live by his word, he will reveal divine truth to us. The whole world is deceived, but you can know the truth. You can understand the truth, but you must be willing to seek the truth and obey it. The Apostle Paul warned the Galatians that they needed to obey the truth. Galatians 3 and verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? Many professing Christians today don't think they need to obey anything. Many are being deceived and misled. But the Creator God promises that those who really want to obey His truth, as revealed in the Bible, those who want to follow Him and keep His commandments, will have understanding. They won't be deceived. Turn in your Bible to Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever. Yes, you can have a good understanding. Obedience to the ninth commandment can be a start for you. Certainly you do not want to follow the arch-deceiver. Certainly you don't want to practice deceptions and lies. Who is the father of lies? Here is what Jesus said to the Pharisees in John 8 and verse 44. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. So whom does our society follow? And what about you? Are you striving to follow the truth? Or are you supporting the deceptive systems of this world? We need to be men, women, and children of truth. Here's an inspiring solution to the problem of lying. Turn in your Bible to Ephesians 4 and verse 14. The Apostle Paul exhorts us to mature, to grow up. He warns us not to follow the doctrines and teachings of false teachers. Ephesians 4 verse 14, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Some people speak the truth, not in love, but in hate. Some people may speak true facts, but not for the welfare of others. We must all learn to speak the truth in love. That practice is one way of fulfilling the ninth commandment in a positive way. The book of Ephesians gives us even more specific instructions in how to communicate. Ephesians 4 and verse 25. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Are you in the habit of lying or deceiving your neighbor, your friends, or your family? If so, you need to change. As we'll see later, the ultimate judgment on liars is severe and complete. In our society today, you may hear foul, even blasphemous language in the workplace. Just don't go along with the crowd. Have the courage to speak the truth and upgrade the level of your expression. The Apostle Paul continues here in Ephesians 4 and verse 29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. How many corrupt words do you hear from your friends and co-workers every day? An angry attitude can produce words that abuse, hurt, and harm others. Continuing in verse 31, Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. When you exercise a loving attitude toward someone with whom you have conflict, your words will reflect that concern. Just how important is it to speak the truth in love? We'll answer that question in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you a free audio tape of this program entitled The Ninth Commandment. Every man, woman, and child on earth is affected by the transgression of this commandment. Fraud, deceit, and lying permeate our societies, our governments, and even much of religion. You need to know what to do about it. This free audio tape will give you the answers, and you'll have the opportunity to review the quotes and biblical references we've given you on this program in your own time and at your own convenience. There's no cost or obligation. You can also order the tape on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio tape entitled The Ninth Commandment.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
In the first part of our program, we saw that Jesus himself affirmed the necessity of obeying the ninth commandment. We also saw that our whole world is deceived, and it's very vulnerable to lies and deception. But you individually can apply the positive solution, as we saw in Ephesians 4 and verse 15, where the Apostle Paul instructs us to speak the truth in love. Those who are growing in spiritual maturity will overcome the sin of fraud and deceit and lying. Notice that carnal sinful behavior is associated with careless speech and language. Ephesians 5 and verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, no covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. How important is it to speak the truth in love? As we've just seen, foolish talking and coarse jesting can lead to rejection from the coming kingdom of God. But even more seriously, liars will be thrown into a lake of fire. Through our Savior Jesus Christ, we can overcome our bad habits and sinful nature. Indeed, we must. Revelation 21, verse 7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Just how important is it to speak the truth in love, as the Apostle Paul instructed us in Ephesians 4:15? How important is it to obey the ninth commandment? The eternal God says that all liars will be burned up in the lake of fire. That does not have to happen to anyone who seeks to obey the truth or speak the truth and live the truth. As we've seen, Satan the devil is the father of lies, and he deceives the whole world. Human beings have followed his sin of lying, deceiving, dishonesty, and cheating. According to CNN.com's Associated Press report, quote, many U.S. high school students lie a lot, cheat a lot, and many show up for class drunk, according to preliminary results of a nationwide teen character study released Monday. 7 in 10 students surveyed admitted cheating on a test at least once in the past year, and nearly half said they had done so more than once. according to the nonprofit Joseph and Edna Josephson Institute of Ethics. To students in high school and college, this probably doesn't shock them, because so many are used to going along with the crowd. The report continues, quote, "This data reveals a hole in the moral ozone," said Michael Josephson, founder and president of the Marina Del Rey-based organization. The report card on the ethics of American youth found that 92% of the 8,600 students surveyed lied to their parents in the past year. 78% said they had lied to a teacher, and more than one in four said they would lie to get a job, end of quote. This report is only one example of widespread character and moral deficiency. Do we understand that lying destroys character? The danger is that if one can lie to others, he can lie to himself. Listen to what Roderick Meredith wrote more than 40 years ago. Quote, "The far-searching spiritual application of the Ninth Commandment is tremendous. Consider, one, there is a personal living Almighty God of the universe whose ways and laws are intrinsically right. Two, therefore, a man who is honest, who is willing to speak the truth and acknowledge the truth when it is revealed, must eventually be converted to the true God and his ways. But a man whose word is no good, who is in the habit of lying to others and to himself, that man's very character and mental processes are so twisted and perverted that he can never come to understand even the truth of God until his mind is literally cleaned up. That is why it is so vitally important that even though among humans there may be honest differences of opinion on many matters, we all learn to live and speak truthfully." End of quote. How true. We must be honest with ourselves and with others. Lying destroys your very character and the very purpose for your life. God's purpose is for us to partake of His very divine nature. That's the miracle of conversion the Bible plainly teaches. How we fulfill the Ninth Commandment reveals our very character. Don't you go along with the crowd that lies. Veronica James, in her column Close to Home, entitled her commentary, "Today's Double Standard Society Rewards Dishonesty." She wrote, quote, "Many people seem to have similar attitudes about lying and dishonesty these days. If you can get away with it, why not? That makes it okay. It seems that honesty is not important to many people, from our leaders on down. Yet honesty is a character trait that many of us value and want to pass along to our children," end of quote. My friends, if honesty is not important to many people, as Veronica James points out, then our whole nation is in dire trouble. The prophet Jeremiah shed tears over the wickedness of his people. He calls them treacherous. How many of our people are like that? Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. "Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place for travelers, that I might leave my people and go from them. For they are all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And like their bow, they have bent their tongues for lies. They are not valiant for the truth on the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me, says the Eternal." They were liars. They were not valiant for the truth. As professing Christian nations, much of the Western world should be using its media influence for the truth and for the good of all humanity. But listen to this Los Angeles Times commentary by David Shaw, February 13, 2001. The article is titled, "Inhale, Lie, Exhale, Lie." He quotes a New York Times reporter, Bernard Weinraub, who covers journalistic assignments in both Washington, D.C. and Hollywood. Weinraub states, quote, "People lie more flagrantly in Hollywood than in Washington. The level of duplicity and deception is greater in Hollywood," end of quote. Shaw also quotes Anita Bush of the Hollywood Reporter. Bush states, quote, "If I talk to 100 people in a day, 99 of them are lying, and the other one is my mom," end of quote. Perhaps Bush is using hyperbole, but Mark Gill, president of Miramax in Los Angeles, also testifies to the pervasiveness of this problem David Shaw writes, quote, "Lying," says Gill of Miramax, "is the default position in Hollywood. About half the people in Hollywood are fabulous, outrageous, pathological liars. The other half just spin and omit and shade the truth," end of quote. My friends, no civilization will last that practices lying and dishonesty. As Romans 6:23 tells us, the wages of sin is death. There's a penalty to be paid for such deceit. The prophet Jeremiah continues, Jeremiah 9, verse 5. "Everyone will deceive his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves to commit iniquity. Your dwelling place is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, says the Eternal." My friends, as we pointed out earlier, one who is a constant liar cannot understand truth, nor can he come to really know the true God. Jeremiah continues in verse 8. "Their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaks deceit. One speaks peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he lies in wait. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Eternal? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this?" My friends, we reap what we sow, as Galatians 6:7 tells us. If our peoples will not repent of their deceit, their lying and dishonesty, our Western nations will fall like the great empires of the past. While there's rampant lying in the fabric of our society, does the Bible warn against religious deception? We'll answer that question in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you a free audio tape of this program entitled The Ninth Commandment. The very heart and core of our personal identity and purpose is determined by the degree of our integrity and honesty. The Creator God thundered at Mount Sinai the commandments for humanity's good and welfare. The Ninth Commandment states, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." You need to fulfill that law in your daily life. This free audio tape will help you in your study of the Bible, and it will help you learn how to apply that divine principle. This free audio tape will give you the understanding you need, and you'll have the opportunity to review the quotes and biblical references we've given you on this program in your own time and at your own convenience. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio tape entitled The Ninth Commandment.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
As we've demonstrated on previous programs, we're living in the end times, the time leading up to the Great Tribulation, spoken of by Jesus in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. It is now time we repent of transgressing the Ninth Commandment, and all the Ten Commandments for that matter. Veronica James states in her commentary, "Today's double standard society rewards dishonesty." She states, quote, "Adults lie about all sorts of things, golf scores or handicaps, weight, earnings, accomplishments. Some parents even instruct their children to lie, such as claiming to be younger to receive restaurant and movie discounts. Is saving a few bucks really worth the dishonesty? Parents in particular need to be as honest as possible to set a good example for their kids. This is especially true concerning issues that are black and white and lies that involve other wrongs, such as cheating and stealing," end of quote. James is absolutely correct. We must begin to restore integrity and godly character, first in the home. We must set the example for the next generation, and so must religious leaders repent of their deceptions. The prophet Jeremiah describes the human tendency to seek religions that validate one's own sinful behaviors and beliefs. Jeremiah 5 and verse 30. "An astonishing and horrible thing has been committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own power, and my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end? Yes, God says that religious leaders prophesy falsely, and people want to believe falsehood. One of Satan's teachings is, believe whatever you want. I've got a religion for you. How can you know whether I'm speaking the truth or not? How can you know whether any minister, priest, or rabbi is speaking the truth? Isaiah 8 and verse 20 gives us the answer. To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. You need to check up on your religious leader. Read your Bible. That's the key. Test all things. Hold fast what is good, as it tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:21. We live in a world of deception, fraud, and lies. It's human nature to deceive. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's in Jeremiah 17:9. God has commanded us to repent and to come out of deception. He's commanded us to speak the truth in love and to obey the ninth commandment. We're to live the truth, speak the truth, and walk in the truth. The Apostle John put it this way in 3 John 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Our very character must be founded on truth. What we say and how we say it will affect our very salvation. We must avoid false witness, lies, and deception on the one hand, and speak the truth in love on the other. Words can destroy and wound. They can save and heal. May your words and mine help to save and heal others. May our words encourage, inform, uplift, instruct others in the way of righteousness, and lead many into the kingdom of God. Pray that God will set a guard at your mouth. Pray as King David did in Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. And may we, with the words of truth and life, turn many to righteousness and demonstrate God's love in fulfilling the ninth commandment. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World program. You need to know the genuine truth and reality from your Bible. Be sure to call or write for the audio tape we offered on this program. Dr. Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program was produced by the Living Church of God.